Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show that shares insights into how you can build your business once, with hosts Jerry Lowry and Jennifer Navarrete.
Thank you so much for joining us on this fine Friday. My name is Jennifer Navarrete, and I am joined by Sherry Lowry, where we are talking and delving into how you can build your business once. Sherry, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Yes, I'm really enjoying this, and I've been thinking a lot about how these shifts begin to take place to be thinking of an ongoing business client base. And one that stops and starts and, you know, has lurches and surges and then falls back and that kind of thing. So I'm going to talk today a little bit with your support about the whole topic of beginning to make choices after you learn some life lessons about what the benefits are in choosing instead of taking what comes your way.
Oh, that is such a huge lesson. I think we could have spent the entire month just talking about the nuances to learning life lessons, because I think life is always trying to teach us something, but a lot of times we've got the blinders on. We're kind of like those monkeys, right, where you see no evil, hear no evil. Learning those life lessons usually equals change, and it usually equals us admitting that we have made mistakes or we have made poor choices, and that makes it, you know, that's the first step, is identifying that, you know, hey, mea culpa, right? And then
right.
You can move forward. But until you identify that, that's really tough. So today's topic is going to really be extremely helpful.
All right. I categorize today's topic, which is learning life's lessons, under the head, but wisdom, the wisdom part, rather than just straight logic. It also relates in my kind of cycle between head and heart and wallet and relationship. It also kind of fits in that relationship and going for opportunities and successful change rather than avoiding change. And at some point today, we'll just barely touch on what I have kind of a theory about. We have a choice between feather learning, that's learning with the whisk of a whisper or just a hint or a nudge, versus brickbat, because when you don't get life's messages, they get ferocious eventually in how they send them to you to get your attention. If they have to stop you cold in your tracks in order to get your attention, the lesson is tough. If they get to just whisper or like hint, like the whisk of a feather of the wing of a bird that doesn't swat you, but you feel the wind going by. That's the kind of life learning we want to be moving to. So we'll talk about what happens when life strikes, so to speak. What is the message in that? Do you get the lesson and benefit from that? Or do you just go straight to success because you're already beginning to hear differently and you don't need the lesson? And then there are a couple of other things that evolve out of that. One is problems, and the other is the next level of success. I think that was a turning point for me. I've been in this business 23 years now of business coaching, so to speak. And where the change happened for me was the day I realized the significance of this one openness to change.
You know, I think a lot of times, or maybe for me, because I'm kind of a stubborn gal, I think a lot of times it takes a brick lesson in order for you to pause and all of a sudden look around and start to recognize the signals that life has been sending you this whole time. I will say that every single time that a brick lesson has come my way, if I actually pause to look back, I was getting messages that were getting more and more insistent as it went until it actually had to, as you said, stop me in my tracks. What happens now, as I've learned to recognize what those things are, is I'm having way less of those brick lessons and more, I don't know if I'm at the feather lesson stage. I think you have to be really in tune. I strive to be at the feather lesson stage, but I definitely start to recognize when life is giving me a message, and I pause and go, okay, what does that mean? And that way I don't get that brick message, because those brick messages are lessons are really, really hard.
That's really true. Right. And we're really lucky if they don't come with a diagnosis, because, you know, when the body gets desperate, an organ will begin to fail rather than just having overall kind of like lack of energy. I mean, other things happen that cannot always stop, because we are organic. I mean, we are human. You certainly can avoid a lot with preventative. I know you've done a lot with essential oils. Essential oils is a real eye-opener of a change on trying to be on the way. I am a huge fan. I have been an advocate of essential oils about 40 years now. All right, well, let me give you a little overview. I came to this with something a little more subtle and a little less direct than the one-pager that I've now made of it that's kind of illustrated. But this will be a handout that we can make available to the people who listen or call, you know, that choose to join us. And it's called Learning Life Lessons, and I'll send you a copy of that can be made available. So first of all, life usually comes to us in the form of messages or happenings or instances or occurrences. And what you do with these, first of all, you have to hear them and observe them. That's really most important, and we can step over that really, really easily, like you have mentioned. And so the first question is, do you hear, and then do you get, and then do you heed the message? Because the message may be kind of alerting you to the fact that it is time to grow, to change, to adapt. Very often it's to tell the truth to yourself. All right, it's to get a clue or to head in a new direction. And change and pivots are easier than stop, start. But not everybody is adept at making pivots. So when you don't get the message, then you get symptoms. The learning curve gets higher. There's more confusion. There's an experience of overwhelm. Doubt very frequently follows that. And what's required to begin to make the point of the symptoms and do something with them or about them is strength, assistance, support, guidance, and an extra helping of love. And as you remember, we talked about tribe. This is where your tribe can come in, is when the symptoms start to show up. In contrast, if the message is sent to you and you begin to get it, you get immediate response. Most of the symptoms then become that things get easier. There's more of a sense of effortlessness. There's just a greater natural balance that comes into you. And it doesn't look like a medium kind of a thing. It just looks like more peace and calm. There's more pleasure. There's often direct joy. And all that's required to have the benefit of those qualities versus symptoms, basically, is that you have to trust yourself and the situation a little bit, and that's scary for a lot of people. You also have to go into reserve mode. That means taking more time, showing up a little earlier, waiting a little more patiently, assuming it's going to take you a little bit more time than you thought it might to get someplace or to deliver something. You also need more space around you, so you need to clear out your relationships just a little bit to have some extra wiggle room there. Faith is involved in that, and most importantly, there's willingness, and then you are gifted with flexibility of more options. When that begins, it leads you directly to some aspect of success. And so if you're hearing and responding to these messages you're offered, you will right away begin to enjoy a sense of relief, some time of discovery, and adventure And when you're increasingly successful with this, you will draw like-minded people who will also help contribute to your life or your business, and they will make things easier and easier for you. That's when you are beginning to get into the mode of creating versus chasing opportunities. So I'm going to stop right there and just see if you have any feedback or anything you want to comment on your experience with that, and then we'll continue.
I'm sitting here. I know you can't see me, Sherry, neither can our listeners, but the whole time that you're talking, I'm nodding my head, and I'm sure that if anybody were to look at me, they'd be like, what is wrong with that woman? But I completely agree, and I have experienced what you're talking about. I didn't really recognize it in the way that you are talking about it, but if I look back in the last few years of my life, I have thinned out a lot of what I do commitment-wise out in the world. And also the circle of friends that I have that I take the time to go out and do things with has really shown. And it's not that I don't care about all of those folks, but I am starting to focus more on the me and on the, you know, from and on my family and on the things that are really priority to me. And that doesn't leave a lot of time for some of the socialization that he did. And while I do miss some of that, you know, that camaraderie,
right,
I also am cherishing so much more this new direction that my life is taking because I have given myself space. I have given myself time. I have been more patient. And I, like I said, as you were talking about all that stuff, I could just recognize that I have been doing those things, not knowing that I was doing those things purposefully, but it makes complete sense. So yeah, absolutely. I love where you're going. Tell me more.
Okay. Well, that's when the universe starts to really get on your side. It's trying all the time, but we have these blockages, you know, that we have to make time. It's like the children in the sand pile. What they're doing when they space out and are just kind of looking out into nothing, the parent prods them and say, do something. We're in at the park, you know, play. And actually what they're literally doing brain-wise is multiplying by five the neurons that they are going to use later in life for problem solving and resilience and innovation and creation. And we don't shake children in the sand pile and tell them to get busy and do something just because we're there and it took time and trouble to get to the park. And we've taken a lot of that away from children with structure now. All right, so if you get to the point that we have just been referencing that relates to success and the qualities and the indications of that, you have arrived. You get to start again at the cycle, but up above the top of it. If you don't quite get the lesson, what happens next is the symptoms accelerate. Frustration, upset, adrenaline, this is when emotions of the negative type begin to get involved, and what is required then is intervention of some kind, where you either get some advice, you get a new, like a dead stop, and so you have to pivot or change, or you add some structure, which is interesting, and we're going to be talking about that for the rest of the month in various ways, how structure can be added in a useful, really helpful way rather than a painful way. And you begin to realize that you're in enough pain that you're going to have to do something differently. And that comes back to your, the whole change kind of an idea. If you still are proceeding on course without a map, you haven't really learned the lesson, even if you thought you did. And you'll hear people say this all the time. Oh, I've done that once. I got it. You don't have to worry about that. They will pick a new experience for them. It will have a new face. It will have even a new whole set of, clothes or whatever it shows up. It's the same emotional dynamic, though. This is the reason people marry the wrong person over and over again, sometimes even the same person two or three times, and the marriage still does not work. Same thing with businesses, staying in a job too long with the wrong boss and not making the change in time. So this is not really life. It's better to learn the lesson. It's even better to get the first message. Otherwise, here is the booby prize. If you become a master problem solver, you've actually gotten the booby prize of life, because here's what happens. the more we focus on one particular thing, the more of that we're going to get. It's proven over and over in research and in our experience. So if you don't want to draw problems, quit trying to find them and solve them, and quit being the one with your hand up first to help about everything, because there's another avenue to success out there. And when we learn that, then we're qualified to talk a little bit more in detail about rates and fees and lifetime client relationships and retainers, and get off the clock and off the hour.
Oh my gosh, if you don't want to draw problems, don't go and look for them and try and solve them. That is such a big piece there, because I think I know myself, and I'm sure I know there's a lot of folks out there, and I think maybe women have this challenge maybe more than men, and if men want to chime in and talk to me about that, we want to go and solve all the problems. If we're in a business situation, in a home situation, in a relationship with our kids, we want to go in there and solve everything and make it right. And yet, in that
right.
way, we're continuing to attract problems that we can solve. And also, as another piece, we're not allowing those individuals to learn how to problem solve themselves, which is a life skill.
Right. Yeah. All right. Well, to our next session, there are two things on my agenda, because I want to get to rates and fees and all of that next week. But until we get to next week, I have one more thing that goes along with this life lesson piece, and that is going to be related to listening. It's about listening for the big five. And the big five are focus, mindset, skills and abilities, habits, practices, and patterns. The fourth one is energy. The fifth one is going to be a secret, but you'll like it, I think. And when we learn to
nice.
Listen for one or more of those big five, and we figure out what to do with what we hear, that changes the way we do business. And it also retrofits us from being a problem seeker to a solution finder.
And it's all the way you look at it, because your mind's going to interpret it the way that it needs to be interpreted, and you're going to be able to attract more of what it is that you really want and not what you don't want. So that's wonderful, wonderful. Well, thank you, Sherry, so much for joining me on the show. I cannot wait for tomorrow. Every single day is a new opportunity to learn and to grow and to get closer for me to that better lesson learning.
Yeah, that's right. All right. Well, I'll join you tomorrow.
Set a reminder for 9:30 a.m. Central every day in the month of November to listen to daily episodes of the Build Your Business Once show.